Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
American, local people, national menu. And time to bring in our Monday reporter, Travis Butler, for the Athens Little League Report. Hey, Travis, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. As if sweeping the lizards on the diamond wasn't a good enough weekend, we had some awesome Little League action as well.
Now, was Saturday goofy with the weather?
Saturday was a little bit hit and miss, but we had games on Friday, we had games on Sunday, and the games on Saturday got in early Saturday morning.
Good.
So we were in good shape.
Excellent, excellent. Well, can't wait to hear what happened this weekend. Travis Butler, the Athens Little League Report, brought to you by Brett's Casual American. Travis, take it away.
Thanks, David. We have 8 games to get to, including all 6 majors teams playing twice, but we're going to start with the little guys in machine pitch. And first up, Rook and Pawn versus ENT of Athens. It took a full team effort for Rook and Pawn to pull out a win over ENT of Athens, but timely 2-out hitting from Bo Belger helped Rook and Pawn hang on 10-7. Josiah Bryce continued his hot hitting from the leadoff spot, going 3-for-3 with 3 runs. Thomas Wicker, Benjamin Krim, Charlie Barrow, and Isaiah Hernandez all went 3-for-3 to keep runners in scoring position all evening long. Wyatt Welter and Luke Kelly combined on a great play in the field to end the close game. The ENT of Athens Fighting Parrots played a gritty game but came up on the short end. Eli Taylor played great defense at the catcher position, and Mason Marshall flashed a gold glove at short. The offense was supported by Nash Norris, Bruno Big Bat Betzel, and Duke Bowerly, who each had 3 hits on the night. Silas Worldwide Webb had the clutch hit on the night, driving in 2 runs for the Parrots. But in the end, again, Rook and Pawn 10, ENT of Athens 7. Also in the Machine Pitch League, Machine Pitch mania ensued on Mays Field Saturday afternoon as Johnson Benefits Group, dominating Devils, took on the Fortson Bentley and Griffin Green Machine, with Johnson Benefit Group winning by a score of 19-10. Johnson's Benefits Group got off to an early lead with some clutch hitting by Knox Thornton and Knox Langley, who were both 4-for-4 at the plate. Bryce Johnson hit for the cycle with a single, a double, a triple, and a home run, and recorded 9 RBIs for the afternoon. Leon the Lion Chin, Harris Earl, Cody Massey, and Oliver Macho Man Katz were 3-for-4, and Hugh Hale was 2-for-3 with a double. Defensively for Johnson's Benefit Group, Bryce Johnson, Knox Thornton, and Knox Langley all had key putouts that kept the Green Machine offense in check. Fortson Bentley and Griffin was shorthanded as all-star catcher Paul Land left the game with an injury. We hope you feel better, Paul. But the Green Machine battled hard to the end. They were led at the plate by Jordan Turner, who was 4-for-5 and was crushing the ball all game. Hampton Hitman Smith was 3-for-5, and Walker Poole was 3-for-5 with a homer. Noah Gertz, Reed Poole, Conrad Nelson, Buck Jackal, and Wade Bain also all collected big hits. Their defense was supported by great plays from Hampton Smith and Walker Poole, with tough catching from Buck Jackal and Reed Poole. Again, the final score in this matchup, Johnson Benefits Group 19, Fortson Bentley and Griffin 10. Now turning to Major League action, we had 3 games on Friday night. First up, Synovus versus Carson Plumbing. They hooked up in the early game on Friday night, and Synovus survived a great comeback by Carson to hold on to a thrilling 10-9 win. Synovus jumped out to a 6-0 lead in the top of the first, but Carson stormed back with 3 of their own in the bottom half. After Synovus went up 8-3 in the second, Carson clawed all the way back to tie the game 8-8 in the fifth. Then in the top of the sixth, Synovus got consecutive hits from Jeremiah Wingfield, Isaiah Fillmore, and Jackson Dennis to go up 10-8. After scoring 1 in the bottom of the sixth to get within a run, Carson hit a squibber that got overthrown to the first baseman's head into right field, but right fielder Nischel The rocket arm Patel picked up the errant throw and gunned a strike to Seth Cummings at second, who tagged out the Carson runner to preserve the win. George Chisholm had a good night at the plate and picked up the win for Synovus on the mound, and Quinn Ice in My Veins Isaac came on to get the save for the Bankers. So Synovus moves to 7-8 on 7-8 on the year and will take on Hawthorne Drugs on Monday night. Also on a Friday night, Chase Park battled Hawthorne Drug. Chase Park had a 3-2 in the second inning when Benjamin Daniels singled, followed by walks from Charlie and Reese Walton, bringing up cleanup man Keelan Butler. Keelan hit a 2-1 pitch over the left center fence for a grand slam, and he wasn't done yet. After Hawthorne had pulled back to within two on a Justin Crawford triple, Chase Park had two runners on in the bottom of the fifth, once again bringing Keelan Butler to the plate. This time it was a two-run double into the right center gap to give Chase Park the lead they needed for the win. Final in this one was Chase Park 12, Hawthorne Drugs 7. Also on Friday night, First American versus Northeast Sales. Winless First American recorded its first win against powerhouse Northeast Sales. Having battled all season but coming up short in every game, First American desperately needed to notch their first win of the season. They got it Friday night against first-place Northeast Sales with a 15-11 win. First American was led at the plate by Malik Forshey, Sam Kiefer, Owen Beasley, and Trey Lesser, all of whom reached base safely in all of their individual plate appearances. Forshey and Kiefer each had two timely hits. Trey Lesser pitched two strong innings for First American, followed by Malik Forshey and Sam Kiefer in relief. Cash Cowart led Northeast Sales at the plate, going 2-for-3 with two doubles, and Camp Kinsler threw three strong innings in relief for the Northeast Sales. But in the end, again, it was winless First American over Northeast Sales on Friday night, which takes us to Sunday, where we had three big matchups Sunday in the majors team, setting up a dramatic finish this week in the majors. First up, First American versus Hawthorne Drugs. First American beat Hawthorne 9-3 yesterday. They had outstanding pitching from Asher McElhan, who held Hawthorne Drugs scoreless for four innings. Sam Kiefer and Jared Manigo pitched in relief for First American to ensure the win. First American was led at the plate by Jared Juice Manigo, who went 3-for-4 with two doubles and four RBIs. Reed Jackson, Thomas Dondero, and Jack Williams each had two hits for Hawthorne Drugs. Next up for First American is a game with Carson Plumbing tonight, while Hawthorne Drugs will also take on Synovus tonight. The second makeup game yesterday in the majors saw Carson Plumbing defeating Northeast Sales 10-0 as Hampton Johnson and Bo Rentz combined on the mound to throw a shutout. Carson Plumbing's bats were hot all day. They got on the board in the first inning after a single by Tab Butler and two walks set up by Bo Rentz, who tripled on a 1-2 count, driving in three runs. The bats continued in the second as Carson Plumbing put up another four runs. Tab Butler, Hampton Johnson, Bo Rentz, and Cliff Nelson each had RBIs in the big inning. On the defensive side of the ball, Hampton Johnson got the start for Carson Plumbing and surrendered no runs on two hits over 3 1/3 innings while striking out six. Bo Rentz completed the shutout, and he and Hampton both enjoyed some stellar defense as Carson Plumbing didn't commit a single error in the field. The defensive play was highlighted by Cliff Nelson playing shortstop, who dove to catch a line drive, then popped up and fired to first to turn a heads-up double play. All in all, Carson Plumbing tallied nine hits, with Buck Talley, Bo Rentz, Cliff Nelson, and Tab Butler all managing multiple hits. Again, the final score in this shutout, Carson Plumbing 10, Northeast Sales 0. And in the last game yesterday, I don't have notes on it, but I stayed and watched a little bit of it, and Synovus beat Chase Park 10-9. There's magic in that number, 10-9 for Synovus, and that is setting up a three-way tie for first in the majors between Northeast Sales, Chase Park, and Carson Plumbing, setting up a dramatic week this week in the last and final week of Athens Little League. And that, guys, is your report.
And that 10-9 score, there you go. I like that little reference there as well. All right, Travis, good stuff. I know the Monday one is sometimes the longest one because you got everything to get in from the weekend. But great job today, and we'll look forward to chatting with you again next week.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Travis Butler with the Athens Little League Report, brought to you by Brett's casual American.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.